USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week for talks to try and strengthen the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He tells ABC's this week that the White House's quiet diplomacy efforts helped take the first step needed to end the conflict.
It was critical to get to the ceasefire, and President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive. That has to start now.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. At least one child is among the dead. Another, an Israeli national, is hospitalized and in critical condition. Investigators are still searching for the cause of the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
With many state and local COVID protocols being rolled back, movie theaters are the latest businesses to reopen after months of shutdown, with many operating at reduced capacities and enforcing social distancing rules. One former health official says that people will have to begin to take their own steps to protect themselves in the next stage of the pandemic. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that people will now need to make individual assessments of their risk.
If you're unvaccinated, you're going to be at higher risk. If you're in a high prevalence area where there's still a lot of infection, you're going to be at higher risk. If you have a pre-existing medical condition, that could put you at higher risk because you're either immunocompromised because of medicine you might be on, or you have a risk factor like heart disease or lung disease, you're going to be at higher risk as well. So I think people may need to make individual assessments of their risk as they make judgments about what they should and shouldn't be doing, like wearing a mask in an indoor setting, and also judging the setting. If it's a sort of, you know, crowded setting with a very mixed population, you don't know a lot of the people, that's different than, you know, getting together in a household where you know a lot of people are vaccinated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A group of senators have introduced a bill that would allow local police to enforce immigration laws. Jeremy Scott reports.
Three Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
you know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE, to do what they need to do.
The other senators co-sponsoring the bill are Tom Tillis of South Carolina and Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Phil Mickelson has won the PGA Championship to win his first major title since the 2013 Open Championship. Mickelson finished the weekend at 6-under, two strokes ahead of Louis Oosthuizen and Brooks Koepka, who tied for second. At age 50, Mickelson also becomes the oldest golfer to win a major championship, surpassing Julius Boros, who was 48 when he won the 1968 PGA Championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.